You're listening to Underground Sports Philadelphia.
We're back.
Again.
I guess because the whole crew's here, our Wi-Fi shut off on us. But we were talking about, you know, the Eagles draft positioning and everything like that. But in about 5 minutes, we'll be joined by Jamil Demby. So
yes,
we're getting ready for that. But looking at, you know, some players that the Eagles met with, this is from Brandon Lee Gowton of Bleeding Green Nation. They met with 63 players at the Combine. There were formal interviews. You only get a certain amount of formal interviews at the Combine. I think it's only 30 that you get, and then a whole bunch of them can be informal. But they met with quite a few running backs, and one of them that I like from a late positioning is Bo Scarborough. He could be, you know, a sixth-round pick for the Eagles and really be more of a factor than what Donnell Pumphrey was ever going to be for the Eagles. But they met with a total of, looks like, 7 or 8 running backs. They met with 4 wide receivers. DJ Moore stands out to me. He could be somebody that's a real standout wide receiver in this league. I like him a lot. They met with 2 tight ends. Offensive line, they met with 6 of them formally, and one of them was Orlando Brown, who is highly regarded as one of the better offensive linemen in this draft. He's 6'8". He's huge.
Good Lord.
He's from Oklahoma, and his 40 time, his combine performance, he only put up 14 reps on the bench press, so that kind of really,
it's concerning,
dropped his stock a lot. And he was regarded as the number one offensive lineman coming into the draft by a lot of people outside of the guard from Notre Dame. But Orlando Brown is somebody now, due to his combine performance, and a lot of people know with prospects, you know, you live and die by your combine performance. If you show up, he could fall in the draft now from being like a top 15 pick down to where the Eagles are picking at 32. So that's
That'd be nice.
That's a guy to keep an eye on as a potential, you know, Jason Peters replacement. If they end up keeping Vitae as like the swing tackle, swing lineman. The linebackers, they met with a lot of guys that I like. Leighton Vander Esch, as I mentioned before. Rashawn Evans, Malik Jefferson, and Shaquem Griffin. Shaquem ranked a lot lower than these guys. Leighton Vander Esch is regarded as probably the best linebacker in the draft. But these 4 guys, I would be thrilled if one of them ended up on the Eagles roster, whether it's Vander Esch, Rashawn Evans, Jefferson, or Griffin. They met with 1 defensive tackle, 2 corners. Dante Jackson was a big name to come out, who they could get if they end up getting like a 3rd-round pick, or if they use one of their 4s. Justin Reed and Jesse Bates were the 2 safeties they met with.
Look at that.
And they did meet with Lamar Jackson formally, which I was happy about that, you know. Let him get a chance, you know, if they end up moving on from Foles, to kind of maybe let him sit behind Carson Wentz and learn a little bit. And if a team ends up liking him,
that'd be
you end
a
up
sweet
trading
little
him
one-two
or something
punch,
like
yeah.
that. And then the informal meetings, there was a bunch. They met with Cortland Sutton, who I love at wide receiver. He's probably going to be a top 10 pick from his combine performance. The tight end position, they met with Mike Geske, the Penn State tight end, who's regarded as like the best tight end in this draft. A lot of offensive linemen, tackle-wise, informally. And then you look at offensive guard, our boy Jamil is on there. So that's really cool. And I saw that sourced, I believe, from Teron Davenport of the Eagles Wire from USA Today. And, you know, a lot of people do see Jamil as an interior guy, but the benefit for him is that he can play all 3 positions on the offensive line, whether it's tackle, guard, or center. So the fact that he has that in his repertoire is really going to help him draft-wise. They met with a couple of centers, 2 defensive ends, one of them named Hercules, which that would be awesome. That would
Hercules.
Name Hercules on the Eagles.
Mata'afa. I like that name.
You have 1 defensive tackle informally, a linebacker with my dad's name, which you never see the name Oren anywhere, but Oren Burks, linebacker that they met with informally, as well as 2 others. They met with 3 safeties. One was Marcus Allen, who is regarded as a pretty low round draft prospect, but he could really turn into somebody that's similar to like Jalen Mills, where he was drafted late, but he could bloom into a starter. He played some wide receiver too at New Mexico, and I mean that's
hey man, if we get Hercules,
Mata
I'm getting that jersey.
Oh yeah.
I want that jersey.
That's a name, and that's a football player's name.
That's an obscure Eagles jersey that I would love to wear.
And, you know, with looking at all these guys that are on here, there's plenty of prospects that would really fit this team, and I'm glad with the formal linebacker meetings they had. It's four really high-quality guys that could really be difference-makers for this team. And, you know, looking at the informal meetings as well, they're looking at offensive line. How he loves to build through the trenches.
Uh-oh.
Real quick, though, we...
We're gonna call.
We got a phone call coming through. And we are now joined by 2014 graduate of Vineland High School, 2018 University of Maine graduate, and more importantly, NFL draft prospect and combine invitee, Jameel Demby. Jameel, what's going on, man?
How we doing, man? Doing great.
What's good? What's good, Jameel?
It's Kyle
Bennett.
What's
up,
bro? We're thrilled to have you on. Just give us a little rundown of, you know, what this process has been like. You know, you get invited to the NFL Players Association Bowl, then you end up at the Senior Bowl, and then you get the Combine invite. How did that all, you know, transpire and work out for you?
Yeah, I mean... this year has definitely been crazy, and you know January was you know a whirlwind, but you know it just you know it all started with just you know working hard. Originally, you know, not getting involved into you know the politics and all those type of things, all that good stuff, and you know finally, eventually, there was some buzz about you know my agents were talking to me, and there was some buzz about maybe getting an invite to the NFLPA, and you know being a late invite there, which you know they would definitely put a chip on my shoulder, which there's always have been. So I just went there, and you know it was definitely you know awesome to be. I've definitely known prospects and seen prospects go to that game. So regardless of whether it's the comparison to the Senior Bowl or the East-West Shrine. I knew it was a great opportunity, so I just went there, wanted to, you know, represent my school, you know, especially, and then represent my city always, Vineland. So just wanted to dominate and, you know, wind up doing well there. And, so Saturday was the game and, you know, my parents came up, and so after the game, we were the national team and we wind up winning. And, I go to my dad and he's like real ecstatic. So I'm thinking, you know, maybe because we won or, you know, I played a good game and then he winds up telling me, like, you're going to the Senior Bowl. So,
that's so cool.
Yeah, the Senior Bowl being that week. So my agent had contacted him. And so right after that game, like that night, celebrate the win. And then that morning, I'm taking a flight to Mobile, Alabama to get ready for the Senior Bowl. So I get there around Sunday night. And now I'm go from being in LA to Alabama. And, I mean, it was crazy, and it's just you don't even have the you know the time to even process it, but you just you know do what you can control, and so that's what I just kept on doing, and went through the whole process there of you know getting my name tag, getting thrown with the. With the guys, the cattle. That's sometimes that's how it seems sometimes. So got all registered up, and then our team, which we were the North, we had the Broncos coaching staff, and the South team had the Texans. So met up with the coaching staff, had our meetings, and then week of practice. You know, definitely was different type of speed. So got used to the speed and, you know, got acclimated, just adapted, and just kept getting better throughout the week. And, you know, I would talk to some scouts, talk to some coaches and throughout the week. And some scouts were saying, you know, we're surprised I still didn't have the combine invite. So then the game came and, you know, I played, you know, pretty well in the Senior Bowl. You know, I definitely thought – you know, I showed I can, you know, play with those guys and, you know, on a high level. And, you know, I didn't just, you know, hold my own. I think, you know, I played very well and, you know, dominated. So then that's when the combine invite came, and then it was just like, this January is freaking nuts. It's like, then I get the combine invite, and just went back to California, trained. I was getting my mind right mentally for, you know, all the meetings, and then, you know, with the waking up early, long days. Mm-hmm. So then just made my way to the combine, and then right after the combine, I'm back at school. So it's been crazy.
And how did you find out you got invited to the combine? Because, like, you performed well at the Senior Bowl. I watched a lot of the film from that. You really, you know, stepped your game up to earn that invite. How did you find out that, you know, you were going to the combine?
Yeah, it was just pretty much, you know, there was a lot of scouts saying throughout the week, well, like, it'll be real weird, or it'll be insane if you don't get the combine invite. So pretty much just like a couple of days after the Senior Bowl, you know, my agents just told me, like, you should, until you get the email, but he said you should get an email from, you know, saying that you got invited. And pretty much that day got the email, but they're real secretive about, you know, posting about it and everything. So I just kind of kept it low key for a couple more days, and then just put out a little caption on social media that I was going to the combine. So, but it was crazy.
How was your time there? You put in a pretty good workout.
Yeah. So, there's so much stuff like beyond the physical part that, you know, you see on TV of the combine and everything. So it's just, you get there, you know, you fly in with a bunch of other prospects. You're seeing guys at the airport, you know, all the, you know, guys, you guys all, they put on ESPN and all that, Baker Mayfields, the Lamar Jacksons, you know, all those guys, Saquon Barkley. So you'll just bump into those guys here and there, like, on your way to the hotel. And then you get all signed up. And then that next day, you're waking up early, doing all this medical stuff, you know, so they, you know, they're going to put investment in you. They want to make sure you're, like, fully healthy. So, you know, I had, like, doctors on each limb checking my one leg, checking my shoulder. Like, it was crazy. So you go through all these medical evals, and then if they find, like, the slightest thing wrong, you know, you'll do some, they'll make you go back and do some MRI or just things like that. So there's just, like, so much behind it. And there's, like, psychological testing and just all that stuff, like, just to, you know, just so teams can maybe get an edge or see things that, you know, why we should pick this player or draft this player or not draft this player. Mm-hmm. Just things of that nature. And then, like, the last 2 days you're there is, like, the more physical stuff, it kind of dies down. And then, like, that the Thursday and Friday I was there, my last 2 days, it starts dying down. So you'll stop meeting with, you know, coaches and scouts pretty much that day, Thursday. And that Thursday you're free. And then that morning you're on the field, and that's where all the, you know, the live coverage goes and all that. So it was definitely, overall, it was exhausting. You know, a lot of early mornings, late nights, but it was just a great experience, you know, be around, you know, a bunch of prospects, and just, you know, it was a blessing just to be considered as, you know, one of the top football players in college football, and just to be on, you know, on that stage, on that platform, and just meeting, you know, all these different type of coaches. You know, I actually was in a meeting with the Chiefs, and, you know, just shaking hands was like Andy Reid. You know, you see him on TV, you see him, Eagles coaching up McNabb back in the day, like, just shaking his hand, and, you know, meeting a whole bunch of different coaches and scouts and just other prospects, and, you know, just picking a lot of guys' brains, and they're picking your brain. So it was definitely a great, you know, overall experience.
And, you know, like, you showed out, like, to get that invite and everything. Were you satisfied with how you performed, you know, overall, whether it was with the interviews, whether it was the physical aspect? Were you pretty much satisfied with your performance in Indy?
Yeah, I mean, I really liked, you know, the drills, and I felt like, you know, I showed, you know, my quick feet, you know, good hips, you know, all the good things that, you know, I've been showing on film, just, you know, pretty much solidifying that. I think I did well in the drills. And then a lot of this, the other stuff, I mean, going to two bowl games during my training process puts a lot of stress on your body. Mm-hmm. And then kind of coming back from those two games, I kind of was just tapering down, you know, taking care of my body. So, you know, throughout this process, I definitely missed a lot of training. So I knew my numbers, testing numbers wouldn't be, you know, outrageous. But I just, you know, did, you know, train and just did what I can control. You know, with all the drills, testing drills, the 40, the bench, and all those things abroad. You know, I knew I wasn't going to test out the gym or, you know, out Lucas Oil Stadium, but I knew all the other things, just, you know, finishing drills, outworking guys. You know, those are the things I can control, and the interviews. So I think overall that all that stuff went well. But just from a number standpoint, wasn't the best, wasn't the worst, but, you know, the teams and you know, just the NFL period, they need the numbers, and, you know, just it is what it is, but just doesn't really define you as a football player. But just everything I can control, you know, and then all the other stuff, you know, went fairly well. So
that's what's up. Are you able to talk about whatever teams you met with formerly?
Yeah, I met with the Bears, the Chiefs, Buccaneers, the Titans, the Rams, and the Lions. Okay. So those are like, when you get there, those are like pretty much scheduled meetings where you'll meet with, you know, GMs, head coaches, pretty much their whole staff, pretty much. And they'll pretty much just pick your brain. They just want to get to know you. So, but overall, you know, those meetings went well. So I think that was, you know, a good thing for me, being a small school guy, mm-hmm. showing them, you know, my knowledge and, you know, football IQ. So
any of them stick out to you?
I mean, it's kind of hard to tell, because, you know, it's just, especially a lot of guys that I know or already, you know, in the league or have had experience, you know, it's just so unpredictable, because you just never know who's actually interested. And, mm-hmm. you know, a lot of people can say, you know, a lot of people can say, you know, we really like you. And then, you know, you wind up getting drafted or picked by a team that, you know, never really even talked to you. So mm-hmm. it's just unpredictable. But, you know, it was definitely the Bucks was my first meeting. And it was definitely I started to notice, you know, a lot of these guys' faces look familiar. And I'm like, oh, okay. And I remember watching them on Hard Knocks. I'm like getting the same stares from like the head coach and the GM when they're like talking about either cutting players or, you know, signing players, or if a guy messes up in a meeting or something, they're just like, I'm just getting really different, like those facial expressions.
Oh,
like,
they look familiar.
Yeah, but it was awesome, you know. Definitely, you know, I feel like you know, they liked how the meeting went well. I think I was their first meeting, so definitely making, you know, just trying to take control of the room, mm-hmm. being confident, you know, making the coaches laugh, which I did, and before I left. So it was definitely, you know, definitely a good experience.
And did you know, I don't know if you can full blown answer this, but like, did any of those teams kind of like give you a hint, like, hey, like, we're putting you on our board, you know, we're going to definitely be keeping an eye on you come draft days and all that?
Not really from that aspect. They don't really do that. I mean, you could tell what kind of where they want to fit you as, like, maybe position wise. Mm-hmm. But just from a sense on the board, and the rankings and all that, like, you never know, and they never really, you know, give it away. So yeah, that's something that's really, like, you know, hard to tell. Like I said, it's just unpredictable.
And that's another thing too, like, a lot of you know, the reporters and everything really view you as an offensive guard, where, you know, you've played all three positions on the line. Did you kind of, you know, put that in your interview process to the teams you met with formally, like, hey, you know, I'm versatile. I can play tackle, guard, center, wherever you want to plug me. I can fit in
Yeah. That's a lot of you know, what, just from, you know, my viewpoint. Yeah. Of course, that's where, you know, a lot of guys, you know, stay on teams, you know, make practice squads, or, you know, wind up starting or being that swing guy that, you know, dresses on game day. So, you know, being versatile is definitely key, and it's definitely something that, you know, me and, you know, my agents had similar views on, and that's what they wanted me to, just to be projected as just an O lineman. So that's what I tell teams. But, you know, playing tackle in the bowl games, you know, I got some guard work in one-on-ones, especially at the NFLPA. So just showing that versatility. But the good thing is, you know, playing tackle, you know, it's easier for a tackle to go to guard, but a guard to go to tackle, you know, it's different space, different, you know, different athleticism. So, yeah, I think it's all working out, but I usually, you know, tell them, like, especially from a concept standpoint, you know, I understand this position, that position, what they have to do, their rules, their techniques. So, yeah, that's a lot of what I've been doing in the meeting. So,
and, you know, you're one that always wants to, you know, give back to the community you come from. You're all about, you know, the Vineland support. Have you, you know, talked to any of your coaches from when you played at VHS? Have they been, you know, instrumental in, you know, helping you through this process?
Yeah, so, you know, Coach Russo is definitely a guy that, you know, he's always, you know, he bleeds red and gray. So, you know, we're always in contact. Coach Goose, definitely, you know, a guy that, you know, I'm cool with, and, you know, we're just on that level where we just text each other here and there. You know, he's always wishing me good luck. A lot of the younger guys on the team, you know, that I've made, you know, relationships with, you know, still to this day, we always keep in contact. So, you know, pretty much they just, you know, are always supporting me. And, you know, I'm always, you know, willing, you know, to give back, or, you know, let them know or key them in on certain things. So for sure, I think most of it's been, you know, just a support standpoint, but, you know, it's awesome just to always have that, you know, that support, especially from, you know, the red and gray. So,
that's what's up. You said you're back at school. You're taking classes now. So how's all that going?
Yeah. So, I mean, back at training, when I was in California training, I was always still, you know, whatever work I could get done. You know, my teacher's been definitely helpful throughout this whole process, and, you know, I made sure before I left to, you know, communicate everything that was, you know, going on, which has just been a crazy process. But, you know, getting back in the swing of things, I don't have too much of a crazy schedule, but it hasn't been, you know, super rough or anything or crazy stressful. But it's just everything goes by so fast. It's like I never left school anyway. So I'm just back for the semester. So just been working out, going to class, you know, getting some field work in, and catching up with some of the guys. You know, they've been asking me a whole bunch of what's going on and how the process has been going. So it's been nice catching up with them, catching up with the coaches, coaching staff. So, you know, nothing too crazy, but it does just feel like, you know, I never left anyway. So,
and, you know, with school and everything, obviously your coaches and stuff, your offensive coordinator just got hired by the Detroit Lions to be on Matt Patricia's staff as an assistant coach. Was he involved in that meeting when you met with the Lions? Did that, you know, kind of play a part in why they wanted to have a formal meeting with you?
I believe it could. Well, he wasn't there, you know, just from his recent, just from him being such a recent hire. He wasn't there, but, you know, me and him, always been in contact. You know, he's definitely a knowledgeable dude, and that's where I get a lot of, you know, just my continued growth with my IQ and all that good stuff. So, but now on the other half, he was, I think, definitely that could have been a key of why we had that formal with the Lions. But, you know, it could have been just I was always, you know, they watched film on me maybe, or followed me. So it could have been a mixture of both, but I'm sure, you know, he definitely had a lot of good things to say about me to that staff. So that could have been a reason.
And, you know, also with the combine, you had the Jets putting you on their social media. That had to have been pretty cool, you know, an NFL team just kind of showcasing you to all of their followers and everything, kind of kicking the combine off. What was your reaction to that?
It was definitely interesting. I was shocked. You know, one of my guys I used to play with, my guy Sterling, he's a linebacker for Maine. He told me I was on the Jets page, and I'm like, what do you mean? Like, I was just confused. Maybe they might have said, you know, I had an informal meeting with them or something, but it just had me doing you know, the 40 on their page in slow motion. I was like, that was just interesting because, you know, realistically, I'm not a high draft pick, and I didn't run, you know, the slowest, and I didn't run the fastest 40, so I wasn't sure why I was on it. But it was awesome just to see it, you know, just a blessing to be on that kind of stage, that kind of platform.
Hey, we also know, you know, being from Vineland, you're an Eagles fan. We heard a report that you informally met with the Eagles, and if so, how'd that go?
Yeah, so it's just kind of after we have dinner, and prior to the dinner we have all the medical stuff. So after we got all that situated, we have this thing where they're called informal meetings, and we register in, and there's just tables everywhere with different teams. So the Eagles, an Eagles scout wind up just pulling me to the side and took me over to the Eagles table. And I talked with the assistant O-line coach, and I was definitely, you know, stoked. But kind of in those situations, you just, you know, got to stay calm, and especially meeting with other teams, you got to just stay neutral. Even though, you know, growing up, I was, you know, Eagles fan, especially with my dad being one. So, but it went great. You know, they were just they would, you know, do things like tell me to draw up, you know, one of our favorite running plays from maybe our scheme that I ran in college, or pass play, and just explain it. So I just make sure I explain it, draw everything up in detail. And if I even know what wide receivers do, I draw their assignments up. And when I did that, he kind of got real excited. And then he'll show me, you know, maybe name different blitzes or tell me information and tell me to, you know, remember it later on in the meeting, just pop out randomly. Like, what was that formation I said earlier? Just things like that. And, you know, I feel like it went really well and crushed it. And, he was definitely, you know, excited with a lot of things I was bringing to the table from a knowledge standpoint. So, it was definitely an awesome thing to, you know, meet with, you know, a team that, you know, you grew up watching. So,
and, you know, with that, like, as you're sitting in that meeting, you know, with the Eagles, like, going through your head, it's got to be like, man, you know, if they end up taking me, like, I could play for the team I grew up, you know, rooting for. They just won a Super Bowl. What would that be like? You know, say the Eagles do end up drafting you, to go into a team that's coming fresh off their very first Super Bowl in franchise history, knowing the culture that they kind of built. Bringing in guys even now where they go and bring in like Michael Bennett to be on that defensive line. You have guys like Chris Long, Fletcher Cox, to think about even like practicing against those kind of guys. What would that be like for you, you know, go to your childhood rooting team and go into a Super Bowl champion?
Yeah. Well, first off, just, you know, the culture right now for, you know, the Eagles is just, you know, amazing. So just being a part of, you know, a culture like that would just, you know, be awesome no matter, you know, what position, what level, what string. It would just, you know, it would just be awesome to be a part of a culture like that. And, you know, I know, you know, recent guys, especially, you know, Jersey guys, you know, it's a big deal when, you know, Philly usually gets, you know, a Jersey guy. So I'm sure, you know, South Jersey would go crazy, especially how they did when Clement wind up getting drafted them.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, it's awesome to see that, you know, and that would just be, you know, an unreal feeling. And it's just something I probably, if it were to happen, you know, however the chips may fall, just be, you know, feeling I probably, you know, couldn't explain, but you know, it's always awesome too to think about, you know, going against those guys like Fletcher Cox, Brandon Graham, Barnett, and now, you know, adding Michael Bennett is just, it's insane. But you know, definitely I watch, you know, a lot of film, a lot of tape, and you know, seeing those guys on film, it's like now critiquing them now, you know, it'd be awesome just to see, you know, going against those guys, it would be, you know, just to go against top notch competition like that, you know, it'd be awesome and just be a part of that culture, just something, you know, unreal. So
you have any plans for draft night?
Honestly, at this moment, just not even sure really, but I know, you know, to go to the actual Dallas or wherever it's going to be at, you have to be like get invited and all that stuff. So, but regardless, you know, I've always dreamed just, you know, being with my family. Mm-hmm. So however, you know, that may happen, I'll definitely, you know, probably be going back to Jersey, just be with the family, because it's just a, you know, crazy moment, and you know, without them and their support, you know, from my mom, you know, my grandma, my dad, my brothers, you know, everybody, my friends, you know, everybody was just evolved along this way, because you know, definitely not something, you know, you completely do, you know, on your own without their support. So I just want to, you know, share that moment with them. You know, if it happens, you know, wherever the chips may fall, you know, God's plan, however it goes, you know, I for sure want to, you know, make sure I spend that moment with them. So
what's up,
man? It has been a blast getting to reconnect with you. Obviously it's been quite some time since we've all talked with you. We're super excited for what's next for you. Thank you again from all of us here at Underground Sports Philadelphia for joining us. We don't want to make this a one-time thing too, so wherever, you know, you end up going, we want to have you as part of the show as much as we can. We'll be talking to you for sure.
Definitely
about how
out.
To get all that situated once you end up on a team and everything, and get in touch with, you know, their player relations and all that. But we definitely want to have you as part of the show going forward. You know, we're super proud of you for showing out for Vineland and everything. And, you know, don't be a stranger. We'll definitely send you, you know, some merch to rock out during some post-game interviews in the locker room and everything. And we got to get a jersey wherever you end up for our studio. So we'll definitely be, you know, we're part of Team Denby now. And, you know, we wish you the best of luck going forward. And thank you again for joining us today, man.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, for sure. It's a pleasure, man. It's just, you know, no matter what, it's just, you know, especially, you know, people say people can't make it out of Vineland or do big things out of Vineland. So, you know, I'm always for sure representing, and hopefully, you know, next time I'll be in the studio with you guys.
There
you
we know, go. That's something we got to have happen too, because I'm sure people would eat that up. But
yeah,
man, best of luck, you know, finishing up your semester. Best of luck, you know, with the rest of the draft process, and we'll definitely be watching those three nights of the draft, seeing where you end up, and we'll be posting everything on our social media about you, and you know, keep showing out, keep doing your thing, and we'll be talking, man.
Yeah, for sure. Appreciate you guys and your guys' support. So, you know, it's only right to give it back. So,
yes, sir.
Man, thank you for joining us. Everybody, that was Jameel Denby of the University of Maine, and he's going to be in the NFL somewhere, so keep an eye out for him. He'll be on the show in the future as well, so keep your eye out. Hashtag Team Denby.
Thanks, Jameel. We'll see you, man.
All right, fellas.
That was awesome.
That was great.
Really some awesome insight on what was going on in Indianapolis for him, what went on for, you know, the NFL Players Association Bowl to the Senior Bowl to all the interviews he had.
I think the best thing is, like, everybody, or a lot of people at least, think that the combine is just what you see on TV.
Yeah.
And he made sure to say, you know, it's way more than that. You have all these IQ tests and health tests and, you know, all this behind-the-scenes stuff they don't show the fans and, you know, it really is a lot of work.
Yeah, and like going into, you know, that Eagles meeting where, you know, he's drawing up routes, he's drawing up, you know, run plays, and he's able to present, you know, the mental aspect of the game to.
And that's good. You know, showing that you have the right mind and a good head on your shoulders.
Yeah, because you see that all the time, whether it was, you know, when John Gruden was with ESPN where he had the quarterback camp thing and he's got quarterbacks drawing routes and everything. But to have that from an offensive lineman standpoint to show his football IQ, that's something that a lot of teams really should take into account, that he has that knowledge of, you know, where the wide receiver's going on this play, where the run is going. Obviously, as a lineman, he's going to need to know that. But, you know, to be able to have that IQ across the board for a lineman and coming from a smaller school, it's only going to, you know, pay off for him mm-hmm. as the draft creeps closer, as more teams try to reach out to him. And, you know, I think he's got the chance to be a fourth-round pick, late third round even, depending on some needs for teams and everything. But if he ends up going, you know, fourth round to someone, they're going to get, from what we heard today, an incredible – you know, player, incredible mm-hmm. mind, an awesome person.
Yep.
I'm excited to see what happens for him going forward, and he'll be back on this show. So don't you worry about that. He's going to be part of this show going forward as long as we're on air and mm-hmm. as long as he's in the league. So we're super thankful for him joining us today.
Yes.
We had a special Sunday show for you. We're not done yet either.
No.
We are going to be off air.
Today is Selection Sunday.
It is Selection Sunday, and I'm excited.
Get your brackets ready.
Get your brackets ready. Our creative team is building up a live bracket right now, so when every team gets announced, we'll be filling in a live bracket, and then we will announce you know, how to get into our Underground Sports Philadelphia March Madness Bracket Tournament, which will be here on Facebook. It'll be a Facebook contest to enter. We'll announce it during the stream, and we'll also be live on Twitch,
yes,
where we'll be streaming some Xbox with Dom, with Matt, Dylan, myself, just, you know, hanging out, because we don't want to get hit with copyright for streaming Selection Sunday on CBS. But we'll be playing some video games, talking questions, so come join us on Twitch. We dropped that link.
It's just going to be a bunch of sports talk. You know, we're going to talk about... Actually, no, it can be whatever you want to talk about. Ask us anything. Come watch us play some video games.
We'll be doing that. We dropped the link earlier.
I'm gonna be kicking their butt in literally every video game we play.
We'll see about that. But we dropped the link to that page earlier in the week. We'll drop it again so you guys can come join us on Twitch. We'll tweet it out. But we'll have that going. We'll have the live bracket going as well. That will be here on Facebook. We'll stream that on Facebook, but the video game stream will be on Twitch. And we're stoked. You know, it's a day of college sports. Again, we want to thank Jameel for taking time out of his busy schedule to join us.
Yes.
And we'll be live again around 6 o'clock for Selection Sunday. And then regular showtime, we'll be live again Wednesday at 7, talking Eagles, talking Phillies, because there's some juicy Phillies news coming out in the coming days.
Kyle may be a happy person.
I may have a happy rant on Wednesday involving a certain Jake Arrieta. So we'll be talking more about that on Wednesday. Again, I want to thank the whole squad for being here. I want to thank Alyssa for being, you know, in charge of our creative team, leading that for the March Madness tournament. I want to thank Dylan for being here. I want to thank Matt, our two producers, Tyler and Josh, running things. Even though, you know, we cut out a couple times, but
even though Tyler doesn't show up half the time.
Yeah, so he's getting back to it. You know, he's getting back out of his funk. I want to thank Dom again for being here after his excursions on Saturday and let me fill in for Sixer Saturday.
How was that?
It was good. It was a lot of, you know, talk, a lot of ranting about the losses that, you know, have occurred over the past couple days.
I tried to get my little input when you guys were live.
We'll see if Rashawn's playing tonight. But I just want to thank all of you for tuning in. Again, thanks to Jameel. We are part of Team Demby now. So we'll have to get Jameel some merch to wear as well, to rock out wherever he ends up.
Yep.
To be part of our team too. Thank you guys again. The 5-star reviews do go a long way, so if you can drop the 5-star reviews here on the Facebook page, on the SoundCloud page, it'll go a long way for us. But we'll be back in about an hour and a half
for Selection Sunday. Come watch me beat
Matt and FIFA. Yeah, we'll have FIFA. We'll have a whole bunch of stuff going. And we'll have a live bracket being filled out. So you don't want to miss that. And you'll get a chance to enter our March Madness contest. So for Dom, for everybody here at Underground Sports Philadelphia, I am Kyle. We're signing off. Peace.
See ya.